This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 269, recorded Wednesday, October 7th, 2015, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I was playing that before the show. I figured I'd respond to that guy who thought that he didn't quite get our theme song, so I thought I'd try a different one.
Yep.
I wonder if he likes that one.
It was different.
You've heard that one before.
I have?
Yeah. I did it 2 years ago. Obviously, you haven't been listening to the show that long.
Nope.
No. So we are back on a Wednesday. It is approximately 10:04 p.m., and in a few moments, the DeLorean will hit a pole connected up to a clock tower. And return to 2015?
It will.
No, wait, so that's wrong, isn't it? Actually, but the date of that movie was set in 2015 actually is coming up. Did you hear what the people at Pepsi are doing?
I have no idea. Are they going to make a bottle that's shaped like that funny bottle?
Not exactly. Now, basically, they're actually going to be producing Perfect Pepsi, which is apparently what was used in that movie.
Hmm.
So, they're producing a product based on the movie. Apparently, at Comic-Con, I saw this here, the collectible cola will be available to the public on October 21st, 2015, which is the date pictured in the movie. They'll be releasing 6,500 bottles online in the United States, and they will come in the same 16.9-ounce bottle that Marty McFly offers at the Cafe 80s. The cost of the collectible Pepsi Perfect is $20.15.
Neat.
But there'll be giveaways during Comic-Con for the first 200 people. That's New York Comic-Con, apparently.
Okay.
I'm not going. Well, I do enjoy fictional and science fictional items. I've seen Comic-Con, and it seems a bit crowded for me.
I guess it depends. I mean, if there was a Comic-Con in, say, I don't know.
Jacksonville?
Well, no, Jacksonville is probably a bad example.
Well, I'm saying it's the equivalent of New York for me. If it was Manhattan is not next to me. What's about 45 minutes to an hour away?
Maybe Gainesville.
Okay. How far is Orlando?
About 2 hours.
Let's say Orlando for the sake of argument.
Savannah is like an hour 15.
Okay. I'm just thinking of Orlando because it's very likely to have something like that. I can't see Gainesville having that. Although I have always wanted to visit Savannah. It sounds interesting.
It's cozy.
But either way, I'm familiar with. I know people who go to New York Comic Con, and I don't know. It doesn't seem like my crowd. I know I would have a lot to talk about with people who had an interest in science fiction, but I'm not a cosplay type person. I'm more subtle.
Sure.
Although I do get along with people who do cosplay, so that's another story. So we're back on a Wednesday for the last time for a bit. So just remember, Jerry, next Monday, I'm expecting you to show up, unless you're busy celebrating Columbus Day.
Probably not.
Not your sort of thing?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Has your phone gotten marshmallow yet?
It has not. Has yours?
No. I want to put myself on a list of obsessive people who want marshmallow early.
I'm with you, man.
Well, I suppose if you bought a Nexus device, you pretty much fall into that group.
You know... Are we going to talk about that?
Isn't it the first item on the rundown? Android 6 rolling? No, I mean
purchasing a Nexus.
Did you actually buy one?
No, not yet, but it's high on the list of things to investigate.
A 5 or a 6?
I don't know. The 6 is kind of friggin' big.
Yeah, but bear in mind, that may be a good thing. But, you know, look at it in terms of pricing. Now, currently, how much the list price for... A 6 with 32 gigabytes is $499. Now, if you wanted a 5X, which seems like a personally good phone, that's $379.
Now, you know, but the 5X, the problem I have with the 5X is that it doesn't seem like anything of an upgrade from a 5.
I'll give you that. But I'm just thinking in terms of, you know, pure specs and features. A 32 gigabyte 5X costs $429. For $70 more, you can get a 6P.
So yeah, just that 6P is so big. I mean, it's big.
I don't know. I mean, even
the 5X is bigger than the 5.
Well, see, I don't know about that. When I started out with a droid, I thought 3.7 was big. I think you can get used to anything. No, I'm just saying it may be that before long you have a 7-inch tablet in your pocket and say, how did I survive with that tiny little itty-bitty phone?
I'm going to go with probably not.
And just remember, if you order before the 25th, mm-hmm. you get a $50 Google Play credit.
Well, my phone has the lens is broke.
Yeah.
It's gotten to where it loses the SIM card on occasion. Like,
yeah.
It'll just start complaining. I don't have a SIM card, dude. And I'll have to reset the phone for it to find it. And today it was acting funny with, like it was always asking me if I wanted it to power off. And then sometimes I would find it powered off. So I think my Nexus is reaching the end of its life.
Yeah.
And I got clearance from my wife to buy another phone.
And I look forward to hearing what your decision is. I'd like to say that I could influence you. I could try if you'd like.
I'm pretty certain I'm not going to get this 5X.
Buy a Nexus. Want to buy a Nexus, Jerry? Buy a Nexus.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to buy a 5X.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to buy one either, though it's certainly tempting. But for price versus benefit, for basically $100 more, you can get a 6P. I haven't had aluminum. But what's the alternative?
Lumia 950.
How would you do the show? I'd have to replace you.
Hypocritically?
This would be the Lumia buffet?
The thing has like a 20 megapixel camera on it with like optical image stabilization.
Well, at least it isn't an iPhone.
No, probably wouldn't go for an iPhone either.
Oh, that's good. Thank goodness for small favor. But what would we talk about if you bought a Lumia?
Maybe we could compare Windows and Android. Maybe it would give us more news to cover.
I don't know, but we haven't had Josh Pollard on the show since he got a Windows mobile phone.
But no, I can't get a Windows phone because Clash of Clans is not available on Windows.
What is available on Windows?
Windows.
No, I'm Internet just saying, Explorer? No, I'm saying that there aren't as many apps available for the Windows platform.
Okay. And, you know, maybe that might be a push to get me back into developing mobile apps if the market is not saturated.
Okay, that works. But let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay.
You deciding to leave the fold. And after I spent all that money on business cards, which I never sent you. Note to self. Remember to go to post office. I'm almost a year behind on sending Jerry business cards and a certain other individual a mug. Or was I going to send you the mug? Yeah. It's sitting here somewhere. I have to stop procrastinating on these things. I just hate going to the post office.
Okay, so talking about Android 6.0.
Yeah. So it is rolling out
for
various Nexus devices.
Yep.
What did you say?
I saw that there was, on the XDA forums.
Yes.
There's a way to upgrade to 6.0 and root your device without losing all your data.
That may be possible. Why would you?
Does that seem right?
Well, it shouldn't be because usually to root your device on the Nexus devices, you have to do a factory wipe the way that it's been set up the last few.
I know, which makes me wonder, maybe this will be cool to, I'll be able to root my phone without losing all my data, which would be nice because at that point I can install like a titanium backup that will get all of my stuff off of it, which is kind of a reason I don't want to buy a new phone. You know what I mean?
I like redoing my technology. I find it very, like spring cleaning. You know, I just bought an Android device.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you buy?
Well, I mentioned that I had been having some problems in terms of physical pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying to spend more time not sitting in my chair, which I find frustrating because basically it means I'm doing nothing.
Right.
So I bought something to keep next to my couch. I got a good deal on an inexpensive Asus tablet. So basically I can sit there and play with an Asus tablet. I also took it out of the house. I took it on a field trip. We went to a local eatery and I sat there and drank large amounts of diet soda while playing with my tablet. But the idea is that I would sit on my couch and still be able to communicate and do other useful things without feeling like sitting on my couch was a waste of time.
Cool.
Besides, I'm tired of
sitting on your couch. Help any?
A little, but I'm tired of binge watching Netflix.
What?
Is it? How could anybody be tired of watching television?
I guess.
Well, I usually do something while I'm doing that. I very rarely just sit and do nothing. I find it very hard. So even if I'm doing something or even if I'm doing nothing, I'm not doing nothing for hours on end. Huh. I may take an hour or two to do nothing, but it is very hard when I'm supposed to be resting and recuperating to actually not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I was sick, I was lying in bed, not able to move for long periods of time, and still typing on a laptop writing PHP code for one of my little WordPress projects. By the way, have you noticed that I changed the theme on Android Buffet?
I have not.
Okay, I probably should have told you last week when I did it.
You should have. You're a bad, bad person.
I am not a bad, bad person. I just forgot to tell you.
Oh, okay.
You want to have a look and give me an opinion before we continue?
Typing right now. A-N-D-R-O. Actually, I only needed A-N. Ooh, I like it. Minimal.
Well, I do have a few things that I want to tweak. But I was trying to go for, you know, a more modern look. I hadn't changed it in a while, so.
The ad at the top kind of messes with that.
Oh, is that still there? I thought I fixed that.
Well, it's just, you know, the colors don't work quite right. But I understand you need to put something on there.
Is it still showing an ad at the top?
Yep.
I thought I took that off a week ago. Then I had some pain issues again, and I must have forgotten to get back to it. Oh, yeah, it is there. Oh, that explains it. It's not showing to me when I'm logged in. Remind me to fix that. Oh, free buffet coupons. Well, no, I meant to go to Google AdSense and sort of find one that was a little more size conscious. Anyway, if you have any suggestions other than, again, I know I meant to fix that ad.
Actually, you know, I think it looks pretty sweet. The only other thing is the right hand seems a little bare.
Well, that was when I hurt myself again.
Okay. But I mean, I love it. Everything lines up nice. It's a nice clean. I personally like it. I like it a lot.
I also just noticed that the Google Plus link goes to default value. Note to self, fix that too.
Sweet. I like it. It's pretty. Okay. Good job.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
I do like it.
Okay, well, if anybody else has any suggestions. Sorry, I was just going to fix that link that was bothering me. I'll take care of something later. Anyway, but, you know, there's more to do. But I thought this would be a nice little change, you know, a little simpler. I may make some more changes. But I don't think we get a large amount of visitors to the website. And I know some people come for the show notes, but more people use a podcatcher of some sort.
Yes. I think that's probably safe to assume of any podcast.
Yeah, but if anybody has any suggestions about the site, I'm going to do a little more tweaking, but I wasn't in a rush. Moving along, developer Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, apparently, wants to offer an open source framework for Android called MicroGGMS Core to allow apps to run on devices that don't have Google Play services. So basically, this is an open source clone of Google Play services.
Interesting.
I think it's valuable.
I do too.
You know, let's say that you have an app and you don't want to rewrite it for platforms that don't have Google Play, let's say Amazon or what have you, this is basically an open source version.
Mm-hmm.
That will hopefully be cross-compatible. I think that's a great idea. You can sideload it onto any cheap tablet. Also, if you are a cheap tablet maker, you don't have to feel beholden to Google, and that should answer a lot of those complaints that the companies and countries are having about Google.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure you heard that Russia's anti-monopoly agency said that they must alter their contracts with Russian carriers or face a fine equal to 15% of their 2014 revenue.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I agree, but it's good to have options. Choice is important.
It is.
And one of the things that I don't approve of Google doing, even though I understand why they did it, is taking things out of the AOSP and moving it into Google Play services.
For example?
Basically, a lot of the apps they've moved into their own services or to require their own services. For example, they discontinued updating the email client, and now everything's built into Gmail.
Hmm.
They discontinued the built-in web browser and haven't updated that. So basically, they've been slowly taking pieces out of AOSP, which is just the basic operating system, and abandoning them, and moving a lot of the support and moving a lot of the functionality out of core into Play Services on the basis that they can update Play Services without updating the OS, which is a wonderful idea. except they're also, as a result of that, making it closed. Now, had they distributed it, you know, separate from some of the Google services and just said, you know, here are some APIs and other things that you can use, you know, called it Google Library or Android Library, that would have been different. Oh, well. There's a new version of StageFright, StageFright 2.0, which uses specially crafted audio or video files to exploit yet another vulnerability in the StageFright library.
This is just crazy.
Well, you think after the first vulnerability, somebody would look through the library a bit more?
Oh, no, because, you know, bugs like that are, I mean, you can't just look through the code and find all the bugs, because otherwise that would be easy.
No, I'm not saying that they would look through and find all the bugs. I'm saying perhaps somebody should have taken a look at it and said, maybe there's something else we can find here. That doesn't mean they'd
find everything. I'm sure they did. Okay. You know, there was a time when all you had to worry about were EXEs, you know, executable files. And then really all you had to worry about was stuff that executed code, you know, like code with macros in it, like Word doc files, Excel doc files, PDFs, stuff like that. Now you're telling me I can't play an audio file without worrying about it hijacking my phone? Is that what I'm to hear?
Bingo.
That I cannot download a podcast without worrying about whether my phone just got hijacked. That, to me, is ridiculous.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Nobody's disagreeing with you. Hopefully they'll patch it. And Google at least has stuck to its commitment to do periodic security patches, at least for the first few weeks, which isn't necessarily saying much, but let's see how they do in a year.
It's ridiculous.
Although I'd like to point out that the tablet I just bought has not been patched for StageFright.
What do you mean? Oh, never mind. I know what you mean.
Well, I figured the likelihood of a tablet that's Wi-Fi only getting an SMS vulnerability is probably slim. It would still be nice if ASUS patched it.
Sure.
Also, if they upgraded it from 4.4 to 5. But if I wanted a 5.0 device, I probably would have paid more money. I knew I was getting a device that is a year old and still doesn't have Lollipop. But I don't need it for this implementation, though. Although I do wish that I can uninstall their task manager without rooting the thing. Sorry, different problem. ASUS skins. I thought we'd finally gotten out of the skinning business. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, yes. How Google Cloud Messaging handles Doze in Android 6.0. Did you find this
interesting? How does it handle Doze?
You didn't read this?
I did.
It does banking.
Banking? What do you mean, banking?
Okay. So basically, messages will be stored when devices are in Doze, and then periodically, since the device wakes up as needed, if it's a high-priority device, it will wake up the device completely. But if it's a lower-priority message, it will periodically check and deliver batches of messages instead of delivering them all at once. And then messages that are above a certain age will be discarded on the theory that they're no longer relevant.
Wow.
So basically, they're going to use priority. They have high priority and normal priority. When using high priority, Google Cloud Messaging attempts to deliver the messages immediately, which would wake a device in Doze. When using normal priority, messages will be batched. And when it enters an idle maintenance window, which is apparently when it periodically wakes up and checks what's going on, it'll receive a batch of messages.
Nice.
So basically,
the key to saving battery life when your phone is dozing or is in an idle state is to not use the processor. So it's going to delay doing all this stuff and do it in batches. Because if you're going to turn the processor on, have it do a group of work, and then shut it down. I like it. It's smart. And it also gives the developer that time to live option, which says if you can't display this message or in X amount of time, it's okay. Drop it. And it gives the app user or the app writer the option to say in Doze or not in Doze, this is important, so send it now or show it now.
Yeah, and for apps that haven't been updated, it will still do something because Google Cloud Messaging can be implemented in apps prior to 6.0 anyway. It's a long-standing feature.
I like it.
I'll remember one other thing.
What?
The two new Nexus devices actually have a low-power processor that can take over when the normal processor is off for battery saving.
Ooh, neat.
The sensor hub. Mostly it's going to be looking at the data from the external sensors.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be basically GPS and what have you, but it could do some other things in terms of it could display messages in a low priority mode in theory, but I'd have to look at more of the specs. But anyway, moving along what we have here, there was apparently an AMA done for the new Nexus devices, where it answered some important Nexus questions, like what does X and P stand for?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know what P stands for, Jerry?
Premium.
And X stands for?
Nexus.
Yeah.
And it sounds cool.
Yeah, they said that. The USB-C on both phones is not a USB 3.1. It's actually only USB 2, which is very disappointing.
I don't get that.
Well, you go through all the trouble to be putting a new port on, and you don't use the new version of USB.
I know.
No hardware-based encryption, but they claim that the processor has basically built-in instructions in order to support faster encryption. So they're claiming the software is taking advantage of special T commands built into the CPU. Let's see what we have here.
I remember when the Nexus 6 came out.
Yeah.
There was complaints because it was slow because all the onboard encryption was done via software. Yeah. And they're basically saying, yeah, no, we haven't fixed that. Is that correct?
Basically what they're saying is we don't need to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the new processor we're using addresses that issue without us having to do anything.
Hmm. I'm not getting sold on these Nexus.
As for the sensor hub that's in the phone, the Android sensor hub allows us to do sensor processing in a power efficient, always on mode. For example, we use it for sensor fusion, combining acceleration, gyro, and magnetometer. Let's see. Activity recognition, walking, running, biking, driving. The pickup gesture is used by the sensor hub to trigger ambient display. Orientation change and trigger rotation of the display. And it is a Cortex M3.
The Cortex M3 doesn't mean anything to me, but the other stuff is kind of cool.
Basically,
it's just a specialized processor that uses very little power that pays attention to all the sensors and combines them into, like, observational information, which is cool. It's like a better petameter.
A Cortex-M is a 32-bit RISC ARM processor. Let's see. The M3. Here we are. Let's see. ARM V7M architecture, instruction sets, 32-bit hardware, 1 to 240 interrupts. The following microcontrollers. Here we are. The Cortex-M3 is the secondary motion coprocessor on an Apple A9. It's also the secondary processor on the Samsung Exynos series, among others. So basically, it's very common as a low-power secondary processor for a lot of things.
Cool.
Oh, there are pictures. It's very cute.
It's cute.
Then there's, the issue with Band 12.
Now, this only affects T-Mobile, is that right?
Yeah, but this has been very controversial on a lot of phones. The Moto G has support for Band 12 that apparently T-Mobile asked to be disabled. So this is becoming an increasingly contentious issue. Basically, Band 12 has better coverage than some of the other bands that T-Mobile uses, which means you get better reception. But yeah. T-Mobile is going around asking manufacturers to disable Band 12.
Why would they do that?
Unless the manufacturers certify the phone for VoLTE on T-Mobile. So basically, that's the band they're going to be using for their VoLTE service. And the problem is that if you have the band enabled, then it will try to pump a voice signal on it. But if you're not configured for voice, then the call will ring and disconnect from the other end. So basically, it would degrade the calling experience if you had Band 12 without VoLTE.
Hmm.
So I understand their point of view, but you think they just put pressure on the manufacturers to actually support VoLTE, which will eventually be used by more individuals. Within the next year, it's going to be present on pretty much all carriers.
Huh.
Moving along, the Roku app is set to be overhauled. Apparently, there's a new Roku also.
A new Roku, you say?
You didn't hear about this? There's a new Roku that will be coming out. They've announced it, but it has not yet been released. And
does the box look normal now?
It looks more like an old, you know, those external USB CD-ROM drives?
Yeah.
In the picture, it looks sort of like that. So it's more flat.
I find the earphones on the remote control interesting.
Oh, you've never seen that? The Roku 3 has that.
That's so super cool.
You've never seen that before? That's not new.
I've never seen that.
Okay, the Roku 3, which is the previous generation, started this. You can plug your headphones into the remote, and the audio will stream to the remote, which is Wi-Fi. So the remote is Wi-Fi Connect, which is direct connection between the Roku and the remote by Wi-Fi as opposed to Bluetooth or infrared or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's if you plug headphones in, it automatically turns off the audio to whatever the standard output is and redirects it to the headphones.
That's nifty.
Yeah, I bought a set for my father so that he could watch television without waking my mother up. That's how I noticed it. But the new Roku, the Roku itself, is going to be a quad core with that will support 4K streaming, HDCP2, and optical audio out. So basically, this is becoming a more premium device, although they mm-hmm. are still going to have the less expensive one. And the remote will not only have the headphone jack for private listening, but it will have voice search, which the last iteration started out with, but apparently. So the app, if you've seen I don't know if they've updated it yet, because I haven't had a chance to look. According to the pictures, it looks like they have, but the old app looked pretty, let's say, old in terms of its design. The new one looks a bit more modern. Although reading the reviews here, because the pictures look like the new app, not the old one.
Yeah.
So it must have updated, let's see. Somewhere in here, they usually show the date, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm on the web version. Here we are. Last updated October 6th, so yesterday. That explains that I haven't had a chance to look. Severed connection to device. Cannot locate Roku 6. Previous builds worked. Does not work. After latest update, no longer detects my Roku 3. Was fine until update. Now it won't detect my device, and I have to fight kids to keep up with the remote. So basically, they updated the app, and it looks beautiful. But apparently, it doesn't connect to the Roku, thus rendering it useless. That sounds nice, doesn't it?
It does.
Either way, if you're interested in the new Roku, so that you can play with the new Roku app, it will be $129. You can pre-order it now. It'll be available on October 21st. And the new version of their operating system will roll out sometime in October, which will apparently support all this stuff. Lightroom for Android has gained some new tools, but you can't use it unless you have an Adobe subscription. So unless you want to pay for an Adobe subscription, that's pretty much useless.
And if you have an Adobe subscription, you're probably not editing files on your laptop or on your phone.
Oh, this is nice.
It is?
No, sorry. Something just popped up on my screen. I've been waiting for this. They've been loading the new REST API into WordPress. They just popped up. Introduce baby API to the world.
What's a baby API?
They just loaded the code that they've been working on into the WordPress trunk. I think they were being cute.
Okay.
Baby API was born at 2.8 KLOC on October 18th at 2:30 UTC. API has lots of growing to do, so wish it the best of luck. Sorry, the little pop-up from Gmail came up on the screen. I'll read that later.
Okay.
Interesting, though. That's going to be a big sea change, if you're interested. Moving along, Google now supports limited offline voice commands. So that would be if you're interested in talking to your phone when you're not connected to anything. You can still say things like play music, open insert app here, turn on Wi-Fi, turn up volume, what have you. So basically basic and common commands, not anything that requires any external information. I have silenced you, Jerry.
Yay.
Okay. KeePass 2 Android has been updated with a material design. In my opinion, this is the best KeePass application for Android, if you use KeePass. You've heard of KeePass, right, Jerry?
Yes, it's the inferior version of LastPass, right?
No. Well, I'm going to say that for a different reason than you think. LastPass is an online password manager. Mm-hmm. KeePass is a local password manager. Inferior is relative. Not everybody wants to have their password stored by a third-party company.
You are not incorrect.
So I would say that for ones that are run locally as opposed to ones that are run in the cloud, KeePass is a great option.
It is?
For ones that are run locally. Are you disagreeing?
Nope. Okay. Not at all.
Can you think of any other password vaults that are run locally that you would want to put up against KeePass?
Not really. I mean, there's LastPass and KeePass are kind of your options.
Yeah, well, no, there are alternatives to LastPass on the internet, although I respect LastPass's philosophy about security. But, no, there's, what, 1Pass, there's Dashlane, which has become more popular. Last week
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, I should look it up. Very interesting. I was watching Shark Tank last week with my grandparents, and there was a password manager program on there. I was sort of wondering why sharks would want to buy a password management program from two guys who admitted they weren't programmers. and knew nothing about security. I'm sorry, I just found that amusing.
It is.
But I spoiled an episode of Shark Tank for people. So.
Oh.
If you sit through Shark Tank. But my grandparents went back to Florida, so we won't be sitting around watching Shark Tank and Family Feud together.
Oh.
Shark Tank I can live with. It's sort of interesting to see people pitching products. I really do not want to sit through another episode of Family Feud.
I understand.
Anyway, it's family bonding time. Sometimes you just have to eat your dislike. Google Photos has received an update to support the Chromecast. This was something of an issue. There was some support for Chromecast and Google Photos prior to the Google Plus split. Moving along, Chainfire has transferred ownership of SuperSU, which is a root program, to CCMT, but will still remain involved with the program for 2 more years.
For what it's worth, SuperSU is the app you were supposed to use to get root on Marshmallow on the Nexus.
Yeah, well, remember, they've continued to update the app. Specifically, Chainfire has been maintaining it, has continued to update the app every time there's been a change in root technology in order to support it. So basically, the developer has found other people who are interested in developing it.
Yeah.
And he will continue to be involved for the next 2 years.
Excellent.
So I don't think that that means he won't necessarily be around after that, but not it. But we'll be
committing. No, I'm sure there was money that changed hands, and part of the contract was that he hangs around for 2 years.
Well, we'll see
what happens. So he may hang around beyond that, but at least 2 is probably the contract.
Well, at least it wasn't changed over to Cheetah Mobile. I'm sorry, I'm still annoyed about the quick pick thing. The mayor of Stockton, California, claims that the Department of Homeland Security forced him to forfeit his passwords and his electronics.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is a lesson. If you leave the country, when you return, somebody might attempt to take your possessions and force you to give out their passwords and advise you have no right to legal representation. That seems a bit dangerous for the government to be allowed to do.
I would concur. Absolutely, 100%. No argument for me whatsoever, none.
Have you ever been to Stockton?
No.
Don't worry about it. You're not missing anything.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the angry letters from Stockton now. Apparently, a Jamaican-based mobile operator, Digicel, wants to block ads for their customers unless Google and other ad companies pay them to let the ads through.
That's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous? It's called blackmail. It's perfect. Admittedly, not necessarily legal, although maybe in Jamaica, I don't know what local laws. It is not ridiculous to blackmail a company.
It's kind of exactly contrarian to neutral net, isn't it?
I mean, of course, like, it is.
Exactly.
Are you expecting Digicel to be for the neutral net if they can make money off of not being for it?
Well, I'm sure that's not why they're doing it. They're just trying to recoup their cost for all of the ads that increase the bandwidth usage.
But their customers pay for the bandwidth usage, and Google pays for their internet usage. I think this is a double dipping situation.
You think so?
Well, why do you want to get it on the back end of the front end? So I pay to connect to the internet, and then I have to pay. Then the people I connect to also have to pay for me to see it? No, I'm just saying it's the same. The same argument for net neutrality in the U.S. is basically, why are you making people pay for both directions? Now, Google has a connection to the internet. They pay for their connection to the internet. I pay for my connection to the internet. Why is it that Google has to pay not only for their connection to the internet, but also for my connection to the internet, which I also have to pay for? And again, I'm not getting any money saved by Google paying. I'd still be paying the same amount. So doesn't that seem like a money grab to you?
I'm sure it is, but they're a company, so I shouldn't call it surprising. I just want to be able to call it illegal.
Well, I don't know what the Jamaican law is on net neutrality. Do we have any Jamaican listeners?
I don't know.
Do you know anybody from Jamaica?
Jamaica.
Jerry, do you know anybody from Jamaica who might be able to discuss Jamaican net neutrality?
No.
I do know people who are Jamaican, but I don't know if they can discuss Jamaican net neutrality. I'll see what I can find out, though.
Okay, cool.
Google is my friend. Even though this is an argument about a Google, I'm sure I can find something. James Billington, who was the Librarian of Congress, has retired. He's been the librarian since 1987.
We are Sin Librarian?
We are, yes.
Sans. No, we're yes. Sans Librarian.
And you know what that means?
Nobody to receive your returned books?
I was going to say we need to call Noah Weil, but...
Oh, I'll go with that.
But no, the deputy...
No, he's the librarian of the Library of New York, right?
No, it was the Metropolitan Library.
Metropolitan Library.
So it was sort of, New York. It sort of looked like New York, but it was not. It was not expressly New York. I think it was meant to imply New York, but without actually being it.
Well, it certainly did, because I thought it was New York.
Yes, but the New York Library, New York has the New York Public Library, as well as the Brooklyn Public Library and the Queensboro Library.
Mm.
So if he was going to a library in Manhattan, that would be New York Public.
Okay.
I live in Queens. The Queensboro Public Library is the largest circulating library in the country, in terms of circulation specifically.
Neat.
I don't like them. There was just a scandal. They also didn't hire me, but that's a whole other story.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But the Deputy Librarian of Congress will be taking over until a replacement is confirmed by Congress. But Billington is the one who made the rulings on jailbreaking and unlocking phones a few years back that we discussed in this podcast, where he ruled that you could not unlock a cell phone, and that encouraged the president to make a comment on it, which encouraged Congress to make a comment on it.
Everybody's got a comment.
Yeah. Well, now you can unlock phones, so I suppose it worked out. Amazon will be delisting Nexus players and the Chromecast because they don't support Amazon Video.
And you want to talk about a money grab.
Well, I find this very interesting because the only reason that neither of these items support Amazon Video is that Amazon has not made them. The Chromecast, all you have to do to support Amazon Video on the Chromecast is build it into your Android app, which, as you may remember, Amazon famously spent an entirely unreasonable amount of time bringing to Android, and it's still not buried. I mean, it still is buried pretty deeply.
Yep.
Then, of course, the Nexus player is the same situation.
Crazy so, talk.
Basically, we're no longer going to sell this device because it doesn't support our services, even though the only reason it doesn't support our services is that we haven't invested any time or effort into making it support our service.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Apple has apparently declined Google's request to add Chromecast functionality to Apple Music. So Apple doesn't want to support the Chromecast. Amazon doesn't want to support the Chromecast and will no longer be selling it. And that's it.
That's probably because the Chromecast has become so ubiquitous that it's kind of won. So they have to find their other pressure points, I guess. That's a theory. I mean, they're both kind of hardware companies, right? I mean, neither Apple nor Amazon make the majority of their money from bits and bytes. They make them from hardware or physical world. So, hey, okie dokie.
Oh, by the way, I bought another one of those clicky keyboards. I now have two here.
Ooh, two clicky keyboards. You type on them both at the same time?
Yeah, the ones to the right of me, those to the left of me. I rearranged my room, so now instead of having two monitors behind me and two in front of me, I have two monitors in front of me and two to the right of me. I'm not counting the little tiny monitor I put you on. You have your own special monitor.
Neat.
Although occasionally you do have to share it.
That's okay.
I remember Murph showed up once.
I'm a sharing type of person.
Okay. So do you have any final thoughts before we resume in approximately 5 days, as opposed to our normal 7?
If I don't get the Nexus 5X, which I'm not going to get the Nexus 5.
Well, let's say if you don't get the Nexus 6P.
If I don't get the Nexus 6P, what would be my other option? I really don't want a Samsung phone.
The Moto X, maybe? The Moto X Pure Edition is supposedly pretty good.
Hmm.
I forget if that has Sprint support. I think it does. You could always leave Sprint, I suppose, but I'm not going to go there.
Not really an option.
It's getting harder to pick phones.
I'm really disappointed in the phones that Google came out with.
Yeah, well, I've been still thinking about...
I'm disappointed in the 5X. The 6P,
Well, I did think about the Moto G, but that wouldn't work for you because you like Pixels.
I do like Pixels, which is another reason I don't like the 5X.
Yeah, but what about the Moto X Pure Edition? I'm going to check to see if that's available on Sprint.
I'm not familiar with the Moto X Pure.
Okay. Base price is $399. You get for $50 extra, you get the 32 gigabytes. Let's see here. SIM card for Sprint. It works on Sprint.
Okay. 1440p display. Yay. Ugh. Well, I mean, it's a tiny, so I mean, I can deal with 1080.
Well, Motorola has been doing well on keeping up with Google updates. They're probably after Google probably the fastest. They've said that they'll be getting Marshmallow very soon. 3 gigabytes of RAM, Snapdragon 808 processor.
5.7-inch screen, kind of, still kind of big. Yeah, a 5.7-inch screen, and it's only, well, okay, 1440p is 256 pixels across. I guess it's all right.
Well, the thing is, if you went for, let's say, a 32-gigabyte version, and you can customize it in your choice of colors.
I just want black. I'm not spice. I'm not.
Oh, it uses a nano SIM.
Everything uses a nano SIM. It's fine.
No, I use a micro SIM.
Oh.
Remember, it's SIM, then micro, then nano. Now, if you have the Nexus 5, that's a micro. A nano
is smaller. Jeez, they get smaller than that?
Yeah.
My fingernails are bigger.
That's the idea.
Okay, but it does support a micro SD card, which is cool. 3 gig of RAM, that's cool.
Yeah, well, it's an option. No, I'd also consider that one. I like phones that work on all major carriers.
Yeah, that's...
Because I thought about the Moto G, but the storage space and the RAM were an issue for me. I could live with the smaller resolution on the screen. I'm not really playing video very often or playing games. I'm mostly reading. But I think a higher resolution screen, that still needs pixels for if you're just reading anyway.
It's kind of cheap, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, price-wise, it's $400.
Well, it's a base model. You'd probably want to customize it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you go to Moto...
build mine.
Yeah, so for $50 extra, you double the memory. For $100 extra, you quadruple the memory.
Okay, 32 gig is fine. Frame in front, make it black. The back.
You can get wood.
Soft grip black is now accent.
I sort of like the gray myself on the back.
Yeah, the gray's fine. Engraving, no, I don't want engraving. Greeting, whatever.
When your phone restarts, you don't need one. Although
I don't.
You do. You don't.
I
have
would
a nano.
Because it's a nano, but it's only $5.
Yeah.
So still, I'm up to $450, which still seems kind of cheap for.
Well, that's the thing. These phones are becoming cheaper and cheaper.
I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to. I guess I'm going to have to look outside Nexus. I really don't want. I mean, the size of my current phone is pretty near perfect. I love that size. You know, it's not too big. It's not too small.
Yeah, but there are other options. That's why I suggested the Moto X, which is a good option.
Is the Moto X wireless charging?
That I'm not sure about. Let's have a look.
I'm not seeing it. I'm going to say no since I don't mention it.
No, but I think you get you get the fast charging.
Right, 10 hours of use from 15 minutes of charging.
Yeah, but the battery life on the Moto X is supposed to be better than the Nexus 5. Pretty much the battery life on everything right now is better than the Nexus 5. Remember, it's 2 years old.
Yeah.
Battery technology hasn't really gotten better, but batteries on phones have gotten better. Also, batteries tend to lose charge after 2 years of use. They don't hold as much.
I don't know. I'm going to look around. If anybody has any suggestions, you know, let me know. Because
that applies to me too. I have not ruled out buying anything, but I figured I'd wait a little more. I want
to
see.
I'd really like to find an LG phone that I like because I'm really happy with the LG.
G4 maybe.
Let's see. They're I don't know the G4 maybe.
Well, it says it's a few months old, which means you might be able to get it for less money. It's supposed to get Marshmallow soon. Who knows? Either way, both of us are in the market.
Yep.
But neither of us need to rush into this. You know what I plan on doing. I want to see what Marshmallow will look like on the Nexus 5 first.
Ooh, the Nexus 4 is a 5.5-inch screen. That's kind of acceptable.
You're going to buy a Nexus 4?
No, the LG 4.
Yeah.
Or the LG G4. LG G?
Yeah, it got good reviews, I remember.
Wireless charging seems to have gone away, hasn't it?
Apparently. I think you may, you know, there's still plenty of people who like it, but I think they've decided. Let's just see something. Here we are. How can I get wireless charging on a phone?
Ooh, the battery's removable on the G4.
Yeah.
It's got the same processor as the Nexus 5, X, and 6P. I don't know, the G4 might be it.
Keep me posted.
We'll see. I really like the wireless charging that's built into the Nexus 5. Because
You know, I've got a Tilt wireless charger thing,
and
so
you don't
kind of that's
waste
where I put my phone. Yeah, I really don't, because that's where my phone tends to live.
Well, there are other options, but we'll see.
All right.
Remember, things
well,
are
we've
changing.
Been at this for a while now.
Yeah, we've almost recorded an hour for the first time in a bit. It's been a slow few weeks. I'm glad we had time for this lovely conversation. Want to do it again next week?
Let's do it next week in 5 days. Hey, check this out. How to add wireless charging to any LG G4 for just $10.
Is it one of those ones where you have to have the little thing that wraps around the back? See, what surprises me is even if you're not including wireless charging, why you don't have the provision in there for the retrofit.
No, apparently it's a sticker that goes on the inside of the door because LG G4 has the removable battery so the back comes off.
Yep.
Apparently it's a sticker that you put on the door.
Well, I like what Samsung used to do. Remember when I had the S3? Samsung, under the back of the phone, had two metal contacts where you could hook up any sort of wireless charging.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that the Moto didn't do that. Now, the Motorola G and X don't actually have a removable battery, but they have a removable back panel. You think they would just put the contacts under the removable back panel so that you could get an alternate back panel and pay them more money to get wireless charging without them having to add it to the default price.
Hmm.
No, you can't make everybody happy.
Wow, this is kind of... I like this. It even has an NFC sticker. I don't know why.
Well, I don't use NFC very often. Android Pay just started to get popular. I might actually someday use it. Maybe. Or not.
Wow. I think I really like this. Okay, well... The G4 has specs I like, and it costs like $15 to give it wireless charging.
Okay.
And without making the phone any bulkier. Neat.
So, tell me what you decide.
Okie dokie.
You know where to find me.
I do. I'll find you here next Monday.
Unless
or this coming
happens.
Monday.
Hopefully nothing happens. I have no plans to be anywhere else. Shall we adjourn the show, Jerry?
Let's adjourn.
Okay, just remember you all have homework.
If you live in Jamaica...
Not just that. If you live in Jamaica and you can comment intelligently on Jamaican net neutrality rules, please drop us a line. If you have any thoughts on the new website, I'm going to do a little more tweaking with it, but you're welcome to make some suggestions. And other than that, we'll see you next week. Oh, and if you have any suggestions on Jerry and his phone.
Yes.
Me, if you want to suggest something to me, feel free. I have a wider range being a current GSM user on the Ting network, the only network for people who don't like to pay money. I'm kidding. But feel free to drop me a suggestion. I'm not sure when I'm ready to buy. I spent too much money this week. I upgraded my router too. Although the new one's sitting in a box in the corner, I'm waiting till the weekend to get into that problem. You know how it is. You have to reprogram all your static DHCP addresses, and get your dynamic DNS working. Actually, you don't have that problem. Anyway, I will talk to you again next week, Jerry. And for everybody else, drop us a line.
See you next week. Bye.